But I later realized this because, again, as I mentioned earlier, God was giving me the signal that this chapter of my journey, he needed to come to an end so that he could move me to the next place. Welcome to the Overwhelmed to Resilient podcast with Dr. Phyllis Hage Reams, the one-stop podcast for Christian women who want to unplug from feeling overwhelmed and plug into their inner superpower of resilience so that they can live a life of peace and joy and in God's purpose. Welcome to episode number 25 of the Overwhelmed to Resilient podcast. Number 25. Thank you so much for joining me here every week. I greatly appreciate it. On today's special episode, my topic today is why your imposter syndrome may be a sign that you are enough and more. Now, you may be asking, Dr. Phyllis, come on, what? Hear me out. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt that in the midst of feeling that you're not enough, that you feel stuck in your current position at work, that you just are not growing the way that you want? Or maybe the backdrop, the politics, the environment at work has changed so that where you thought you really had some potential to advance has seems to have fizzled and gone away. Or maybe have you, what I call, seen behind the wizard, like back in the, from the story in the movie of the Wizard of Oz, like when Dorothy the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Lion, you know, Toto the dog pulled the curtain back on the wizard's closet or his control room, and they found that it was just a man behind there, not this big scary head, right, that was on the screen. Have you ever felt that now that you're in that leadership position, that you've seen some things that kind of has tarnished some of the idealism that you had toward the job? You're seeing more of those politics. Or maybe someone has said something to you that is less than complimentary, or you've just worked yourself to the bone and you feel as if you're not being acknowledged, you're not getting forward, and you just feel stuck. Have you ever felt that with all of that going on in your spirit and your mind, that it just makes you feel that you're not enough? That maybe all the things that you told yourself, all the narratives that you've told yourself, that, you know, you work hard, you'll get promoted, or that you felt good about yourself, you felt validated in your job, that now you just feel like you're out there. You feel like you don't feel like you have a place. You feel alienated. And you just don't know where to turn. If you've ever felt like this, I can understand. I remember several years ago, I was in a similar series of experiences where it seemed like everywhere I turned, I was trying to do good, but it was met with less than supportive comments, or people took what I did for granted. That's how I felt. I even had someone tell me that I was not in a position to be a visionary. I felt that, as you've heard me say in other episodes, there was a time where I felt like I didn't have a voice. And all of that made me feel a certain way. It made me feel like something was wrong with me. Because that's often what we do, right? We often do that as women who are wired with big hearts, who feel compelled to help and go the extra mile and do the heavy lifting for everyone, that we easily take it as our responsibility. And if things don't happen the way we think would be the favorable way for them to happen, it's our fault, right? And I talked about this last time in our last episode, episode 24, about divorcing ourselves from the outcome. But it's easy when things go left, as I say, when things appear to be crumbling, or life just seems to be dishing you out a lot of lemons, and those lemons can seem to just come all at once. It's easy to then internalize that you're not enough, that there must be something wrong with you because life just seems to be sometimes feeling like it's crumbling. And I think especially when you're at work, when you have spent years, hours going the extra mile, so much so that you feel so many holes and so many gaps that it's almost invisible. It's almost seamless. It really is seamless. And sometimes your coworkers or those above you may make the mistaken, may have the mistaken idea that it's them. Because they don't realize that here you are working yourself to the bone, working yourself hard, hard, hard to make sure everything flows. And in the end, that makes you feel, again, it's something wrong with you. You're not enough. If they don't seem to appreciate you at work, it's got to be you, right? You're not enough. If they don't acknowledge you, it's got to be you. You're not enough. Have you ever had an experience where maybe you were at work and you just found yourself just feeling disconnected? You just didn't seem to have the same passion and joy. I always say it's kind of like being in Charlie Brown, one of those Peanuts cartoons, the program where the kids all talk, right? They talk normally, but the adults talking at them, it sounds like that wah, wah, wah. You know, you can't hear what they're saying. Have you ever had that experience that sometimes you find yourself at work? Or maybe in the midst of something going on in your family, is that you just feel like it's just a bunch of words that don't make sense because you feel like somewhere along the line, you just don't have the same joy or the passion. And because you are wired with such a big heart and so willing to take on the burden of everyone, because you're coming from a heart of Christ. You're coming because God has created you to love and to be of service to others. It's easy for you to then blur that line and say, I must not be enough. I must not be up to the task. It's me. Because yesterday, I was good with this situation. So maybe it's my issue, right? Do you find yourself saying that it's your issue? Is something wrong with you? Or if there's been a change and how things are going to be done and your responsibilities have changed or they've passed over you and they've given a promotion or responsibility to somebody else, or, you know, let's go back to that, because often that can happen when there's a change in leadership, that maybe you were working before with some leaders or a particular one where you communicated, you were a team, and a new leadership comes in and that changes. They bring in their own team, or, you know, things shift and you're no longer in that same position that you were, but now you're on the outside. Or maybe life has just evolved, so you just don't feel you fit. And I'm here to tell you, it's not your imagination. It is not because you are not enough. I want you to consider that those feelings that you're not enough just may be God's signal to you that you are enough, but you're so much enough that you're more than enough. And your current situation, your current job, your current relationship may no longer be where he wants you to be. And I am not saying, telling you to leave anybody. Now, if you're in a relationship, though, that is detrimental to your mental health, your spiritual health, or your physical well-being, I encourage you to get help immediately, because you are precious in God's sight. You deserve to be safe. But I'm talking about those relationships where they're toxic. And you feel like there's a disconnect, but because of your big heart, you figure that the reason it no longer works is because you're not enough. You're not making it work. It has to be your fault that it's not working. At your job, it has to be you that has the issue because this new leader doesn't seem to like you or acknowledge or respect your voice or your input. Because I know I had that situation and I had to realize really what it was. And it took some work, internal work, spiritual work, emotional work, to realize I had outgrown that position. I was trying to hang on to that position when I should have been able to say, Phyllis, it's time to go. And because I was staying too long, created a whole bunch of drama. So I know when God is giving us signals, it's not always that you're not enough. It's because you are more than enough. You're growing every day. And we have to get over this. It's hard because depending on where you were born and, you know, and I say in terms of if you're in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s or your 60s or your 70s or older, depending on what you experienced and the thoughts and beliefs about work were as you were growing up. For many, it was the idea that you stayed in the same job for years. You may move a little bit, but that you'd work hard till you retire. And in today's world, there's just a lot of different folk. There's a lot of different things going on. And there's a lot more possibilities and options. But the reality is that you are continuing to grow. And because of that, what seemed to fill you up, what seemed to make you feel good, what seemed to be your passion is not where God needs you to be. So often he is trying to give you the signal that he wants you to think broader. He wants you to get out of the current situation and start dreaming and start looking at other possibilities. Because I can remember sitting in a meeting, and I think I shared this before. I can remember sitting in an administrative meeting, and I just was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I just had this feeling wash over me. And I just was looking at people, and I was looking at them, and I was wondering, are they going through the same thing and having some of the same struggles and challenges that I have? But I was just feeling somewhat on the outside. No one did anything, but I later realized this because, again, as I mentioned earlier, God was giving me the signal that this chapter of my journey, he needed to come to an end so that he could move me to the next place. Hindsight's always 20/20. And I want you to learn from my experience. Because as I've shared, I ignored a lot of signs, a lot of road signs, a lot of flashing alarms where God was trying to get my attention. To the point that then he had to just yank that cord off that treadmill, like, Phyllis, I'm trying to get your attention that I'm ready to move you to the next place on your journey. So I don't want you to go through that. So today, if you know that you've just had this stirring in your spirit that there was a point in time where you felt pretty secure in your position and you felt that maybe you had found your niche. And then it appears now that you're not feeling that way, or maybe there's been some changes at your job that are so significant that it's starting to make you feel stuck. It's starting to negatively impact your spirit, your emotional state, and your physical health. I want you to get still. And I want you to pray and ask God to show you what he's trying to show you. Because I know that if you take a moment, and I'm praying that you do it volitionally, I want you to do it voluntarily, to take a step off that treadmill and sit down, get a journal, get a cup of coffee, get some tea, take a walk, and ask God, Lord, why am I feeling like I'm not enough? Because I know that you have created me in your image. I know that you have not created me to be stressed out and like a ball of nerves and to feel miserable, to feel stuck when I'm at work. And I need you, even as scary as it is, Lord, to show me what I need to see. And I'm going to tell you, sis, it is scary because we're women who like to know what's going to happen, right? Because we're the ones who usually make things happen. But this is a time where you need to let go and let God. I want you to be able to do the work so that God can get you to where he needs you to get you to. And it's so important to make that change because you are worth it. You do not have to stay stuck. The first step is to get still, be still, and ask God what he needs you to do. It will pay off. And I look forward to hearing what happens in those quiet moments because you're not just enough. As I used to say, you're extra in all the right ways. You're enough and more. And there are some situations, yeah, you need to create your own table because you need to be in that room. And then there's other rooms and at other tables, you've outgrown it. You're trying to hang on to it because you're used to it. It feels comfortable, feels safe, but God is calling you on from that. And a lot of those people often in that situation, and some of those who can say the most hurtful things or try to, you know, keep you down is because they're intimidated. And there's certain people who they want to be the smartest person in the room, and they see in you your light. They see in you that you are more than enough and more. I hope this episode has been helpful to you. I love you. I'm rooting for you. I'm praying for you. I hope that you will share this episode with someone that you feel can benefit. I ask you to subscribe if you haven't already. I ask you to like this episode. And most importantly, please come back and join me next time for the Overwhelmed to Resilient podcast. Take care. Be blessed. Bye now. Thanks so much for joining me today for today's episode of Overwhelmed to Resilient, where we unplug from feelings of overwhelm and plug into our inner resilience so that we can live lives of joy and in God's purpose through mind, body, and faith reset. If today's episode resonated with you, please subscribe. And if you know someone who would also find value, please share it with them. I look forward to being with you every week. Take care, and I'll see you next time for Overwhelmed to Resilient.